Holmes was standing on the doorstep with his hands in his pockets, smoking his pipe.
"Ah, you have him there," said he. "Good dog, then. Athelney Jones has gone. We have had an immense display of energy since you left. He has arrested not only friend Thaddeus, but the gatekeeper, the housekeeper, and the Indian servant. We have the place to ourselves, but for a sergeant, upstairs. Leave the dog here and come up."
We tied Toby to the hall table and reascended the stairs. The room was as we had left it, save that a sheet had been draped over the central figure. A weary-looking police sergeant reclined in the corner.
"Lend me your bull's-eye, sergeant," said my companion. "Now tie this bit of card round my neck so as to hang it in front of me. Thank you. Now I must kick off my boots and stockings. Just you carry them down with you, Watson. I'm going to do a little climbing. And dip my handkerchief into the creosote. That will do. Now come up into the garret with me for a moment."
We clambered up through the hole. Holmes turned his light once more upon the footsteps in the dust.
"I wish you particularly to notice these footmarks," he said. "Do you observe anything noteworthy about them?"
"They belong," I said, "to a child or a small woman.
Apart from their size, though, is there nothing else?"
"They appear to be much as other footmarks."
"Not at all. Look here. This is the print of a right foot in the dust. Now, I make one with my naked foot beside it. What is the chief difference?"
"Your toes are all cramped together. The other print has each toe distinctly divided."
"Quite so. That is the point. Bear that in mind. Now, would you kindly step over to that flap window and smell the edge of the woodwork? I shall stay over here, as I have this handkerchief in my hand."
I did as he directed, and was instantly conscious of a strong, tarry smell.
"That is where he put his foot in getting out. If you can trace him, I should think that Toby would have no difficulty. Now run downstairs, loose the dog, and look out for Blondin."
By the time that I got into the grounds, Sherlock Holmes was on the roof, and I could see him like an enormous glowworm crawling very slowly along the ridge. I lost sight of him behind a stack of chimneys, but he presently reappeared and then vanished once more upon the opposite side. When I made my way round there, I found him seated at one of the corner eaves.
"That you, Watson?" he cried.
"Yes.
This is the place. What is that black thing down there?"
"A water barrel."
"Top on it?"
"Yes."
"No sign of a ladder?"
"No."
"Confound the fellow. It's a most breakneck place. I ought to be able to come down where he could climb up. The water pipe feels pretty firm. Here goes, anyhow."